I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today rebuked critics of the U.S. effort to help survivors of the earthquake in Haiti. Those critics have included officials from France, Brazil, and Italy. Haitians themselves have complained that food, medicine, and water have been slow to reach them. But Secretary Clinton today said she resents those who attack U.S. efforts to respond to historically disastrous conditions. Meanwhile, Haitians are finding ways to help themselves, as we learn in this report from Sabri Benachour in Port-au-Prince.
At the half-collapsed Saint-François-de-Sales Hospital, amputees lie in gurneys in the grass and in the garden. A few have tarps above them, others just the trees. One woman is injected with morphine on what remains of her amputated leg, and her wound is dressed. Nearby, a group of nurses is folding linens. They begin singing to her. Their songs praise God for keeping them alive. Madame Pierre Vieux is head nurse. We aren't anybody special, but God did miracles for us. So many died, but we're alive. When we sing, it gives comfort to the patients, and they know that soon they'll feel better. In what in normal times would be a stone-paved parking area, Michel Marilaud leans on a baby's crib, where her 9-year-old nephew sits quietly. He has some bandages and a lot of scrapes, but he'll be okay. Soon, the family will go back to a camp in the public square that they now call home. We're a family, my sister, my nephew. I ask them what there is to eat. Nothing, nothing at all, she says. Doesn't the Ministry of Health help, an NGO, I ask? No, our Haitian friends, our neighbors help us. Neighbors are helping each other everywhere we look here. Up in the hills, perched over the devastated city, Fritz Meuves walks through the rubble-strewn floors of his crumbling mansion.
One of the most beautiful houses of this country, last week.
The Christmas tree is still standing. Not one of the golden ornaments broke in the earthquake. Meuves didn't lose family, and he can afford to rebuild, so he shrugs off the loss of his home.
I think I enjoyed it when I had it. My wife and I, we enjoyed it, that's what she says.
Meuves says he's much more concerned about others in his neighborhood. Their homes are gone, and 24 are living in his garden. About a third are children, and they take turns singing. The songs end when one of the little boys chimes in. My father is dead, he sang. These neighbors didn't have much before the earthquake, and they have less now, but they do have each other. 21-year-old Jameson Kwasi. Mr. Meuves is our neighbor, and he's helped us a lot with food and water. Meuves' son, Digo, pulls up in an SUV full of water bottles he'll fill for the people here.
We're still bringing every morning food and water. Like right now, I've just brought a bag of rice.
The stew for that rice is simmering over a charcoal fire a few yards away by a patch of ginger lilies. Dinner for everyone. This neighborhood, he says, has become like a big family. For The World, I'm Sabri Benachour, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.